1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to ask you is in 1962 there seemed to be a shift in black leadership to younger groups.
What the Lady Pole showed, you know what the Lady Pole showed the black community?
You know what?
They published in the Washington Post that most of the Negro leaders are liberal,
yeah,
but the mass of people are natural conservatives. That's phenomenal. How do you say that?
What do you think the Latin Negro Voters League lost its influence? What happened? Why do you think the Negro Voters League lost its power, lost its influence? What
happened? Well, because here's why it lost. In 1966,
yeah,
when we elect Leroy Senator and a lot of officials, Board of Education, the Democrats felt they had everything. Kane Sr. and a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And I was a monopoly. Well, we had a bipartisan setup to it, you know.
Right.
You know, Republicans were chairman, Democrats, Vice, and on down I won treasurer. So they lost it because, and I agree with them, because I'm a Republican, not a politician.
Right.
I want to be free. You can be free. Hardly with a Republican, you got to stand by to these people. I ain't got one mouth I talk about it. I got to talk about 2 or 3 hours. So that's the situation we didn't need.
Didn't need.
But we thought we did, but we revived it.
Yeah.
1972.
Where it was
from 66. Because we saw the need. Our party that like white party.
So did you find the black community still following the league's
No, no, who God was gone.
Yeah, 60, yeah.
Ball was gone. God was gone. Henderson was gone. Clement was gone. In 72, QB was still here,
yeah,
in Hollowell, but that's, yeah, that's what happened.
So people, so the leadership was
just died out and gone.
So new
leaders. So new leaders, and we took out Negro in the name in 72. When Negro is up to 72.
What you call yourself in 72?
And then bipartisan voters.
Okay, how long did that last?
It's still going. I'm by school chairman, and Paul Jones is chairman.
Do you recommend candidates too? Do you?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, we had the 76th we tried to elect Paul Jones.
How is it as powerful as the original?
No, league? No, you know that. The men ain't here. Who will make it powerful?
Yeah.
Hell, they ain't here. Most of them are Democrats now.
Yeah, that's right.
They mean it.
Yeah. I was curious also, when Maynard Jackson was elected mayor, what impact do you think that had on the black community and on the city?
You know what position I took in and when he was first elected mayor?
Yeah.
Do you know?
No.
I didn't support it.
No.
Well, Sam and Walden and others, you know, we used to have what's called the City Executive Committee.
Right.
That's in the 50s. No pay. All they did the whole little city election.
So why didn't you support him?
Because Sam had been minister, a liberal, progressive, fair man, for his entire endorsement to it. I don't support no man because I want to take a man's job and he's done a good job.
That's what Warren Cochran said also.
He said, well, he did a good job. I said, now give him at least his endorsement to him. Don't just kick him out.
Did you want Jackson to run in 76 then? Or
no, yeah, I supported Jackson the second time.
Yeah.
First time I didn't support him.
Do you think he brought a lot of changes?
Oh, yeah, he brought a lot of changes.
Right.
Man, it was a good thing. But not for God, I see you, all right. Okay, Mr. Apple. But, yeah, he's been a fine guy. Let me tell you, Ben Miller's probably be U.S. Senator. He missed the most of
it.
He hit down as once, he won't beat down the second time.
He could have.
Never put him out.
You think
but she paid his bad father, come out of Texas, a Democrat.
Yeah.
And the Democrat gave him a job, but he finished college. And they didn't have a job, so he started being a Democrat.
Well, that's a good reason.
Only good reason, dog, but it's short-sighted to him.
What was the...
If he starved a little longer, if waited, he'd be able to eat a couple of hours. That's a problem. You didn't even see that.
What do you think the white community's reaction was to Jackson's first?
Oh, well, they thought he was Jackson was a powerful man. I think he respected it, but Jackson was stronger than that in some capacity, too.
Yeah.
And I think they respected it, but they persuaded him, I think, to move on. And then Andy.
Yes.
Then they knew they'd never beat Jackson. They'd be there to wait till they saw enough.
Well, he cooperates more with the, I guess, the business group here.
Oh, yeah. He gets on more. But he's too political. So let the police run the police department, don't waste money politics. And that's another thing. Maybe this city big enough to need a good business manager. Yeah. He's losing too many cases, making too many mistakes.
Well, he,
What he just waste our tax money when he that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
We want more fishes than whatever being here. Atlanta's gonna be a big city like Tokyo, they say.
So they say, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going.
How about? I was curious also about Atlanta becoming the center of the civil rights movement, right? Atlanta. Was,
oh yeah. Well,
why do you think Atlanta became?
You know, it was freer, more education, more leadership.
Black schools, maybe.
Huh?
You think black schools are part of it? The fact that the.
Oh yeah, the university.
Yeah.
More leadership, naturally. More intelligence. More economic power here.
How about the whites? Were the whites any different here than they might have been in other places, do you think? But,
it have to be. If we that when I told you why to go, they couldn't be too reactive there.
Yeah.
So just for us to be strong and more powerful.
Right.
So that brought them along.
So in terms of why there wasn't any big violence here, like in Birmingham?
No.
Because?
It's the whole atmosphere. See, we created that beginning in 1944.
Yeah.
Well, since the first white woman came.
So you think it's because blacks have political power?
Yeah, power and more intelligence. No, I don't respect those little cities.
So, okay, but that kept the whites in
check. That's right. Yeah. Because they could have voted. It's that thing. The white man in this country is the greatest white man on earth. Young man and white.
Who?
The white man is part of the war. But we got to help keep him that way, though. Because he's losing now. He's bogged down now.
Yeah.
He's with competition and philosophy and other things. They neutralize each other. Well, that happened.
Yeah.
Men will fight on some basis. With ill race, out of race, they'll fight on some. But as long as we can keep the balance, we can keep peace.
So you think you can keep the balance politically, though?
That's all about the conflict.
Yeah, that's right.
So the political get the money, and the money get the politics.
Was that's the way the Voters League kept racists out of office, I guess? They.
Oh, yeah, we could whip in that.
Yeah.
We could whip citywide, baby, because it's just.
That's how you kept Maddox from becoming mayor, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Actually, though, they made me say, I didn't vote for the government.
Yeah.
But they were going that way, what I call the stampede, in that direction. I couldn't hold them. You know what a stampede is?
I want to get back to also what you were talking about in the car, the two-party system here.
Yeah.
Or the no two-party system here.
Yeah, in the South. That's why I tell the public.
What effect do you think that had on the black community, there was no two-party system?
Well, not only black, white, two projects. It was all back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ought to be running schools, not all New York and the East. We ought to be running. That's the difference.
You think the politicians didn't care then? They didn't have to.
No, they were worried too much about white supremacy, which was wrong in the South. Yeah. You gave points of race.
So if there was a strong Republican Party, they wouldn't have been so racist, I guess. They wouldn't have been so.
Well, in all white party, that was it, not. Oh, that's the devil, Labor, Democrat, Republican.
Yeah.
So why do we get our Republicans? From most of all the Democrats. Yeah. We didn't raise them.
Yeah.
You didn't sit there down there.
I know.
So that's why we got them. That's right. Go ahead.
Okay. You remember Mayor Allen's wall, the wall he built back in the...
That's a big mistake. Because yeah. We didn't push it too far, I'd be paid with you.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was a little concerned, but it was wrong, and I knew it could stand. I knew the law wouldn't stand it. I didn't get excited about it.
Do you think did it split the black community? Though?
No, it didn't split them. All the women get that wall.
Okay, I heard that the younger blacks, the students, were disappointed with the black leadership.
Oh, no, that's all baloney.
Yeah.
The young blacks and old blacks did the same boat. But I remember the young blacks of old, impetuous and got to have it down, but, you know, conservative or ever.
Yeah.
But the leadership has been good here as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we're bad. Got control of the city.
Yeah.
Including the judges. They got a share. But it's out there with kind of wonder.
Do you think when Mayor Allen appointed A.T. Walton as a judge, that was just a win over?
Part of the beginning, an honor, and that's all right.
That was just a win over the black community, then, I guess.
Not that alone, but that was part of it.
That was part of it.
They pointed me on the police, on the martyr, pointed me down police.
And now, what you do in the police? I was wondering about that, so you mentioned...
I was just on the all of damnation section.
Okay. So you made sure they weren't giving a bad deal to the blacks who were...
No. But that, I want them to be different than all those previous white police.
Okay.
But we brought that on partly by certain leaders agitating the blacks against the police. About that division.
So you were trying to make sure that no racist whites were being hired for...
Oh, certainly, yeah. We don't care enough for that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, getting back to Mayor Jackson, was there any attempt by the white business group here to sort of sabotage or resist his programs that he was trying to get into that time?
I don't know nothing about that. Maybe, and maybe not. I'm sure there was, though. That's not good.
Okay.
If they go to five asses, they go sabotage, everybody will sabotage someone. I'm being sabotaged for that sabotage business.
Yeah.
Everybody in five will be sabotaged.
I guess. Okay, the last thing I wanted to get into is when Martin Luther King Jr. brought his movement here.
Yeah, I want to tell you about that.
Okay, tell me about
when
that.
When King was arrested in Nashville.
Yeah.
What was that? Nothing. Let me see. 49 or something like that, maybe.
This is...
It was
later than that.
The bar card, 57,
yeah, okay.
When they arrested him. We'll take back Montgomery. So he began the bus bar card program.
Right. 57, right.
That's right. Well, King called his father. He's the one for Montgomery. He's in Nashville. He got advice. His father called me and bade to fill the lease for advice. He had a house on the boulevard. Advice came what to do. But we had advice. You came on, man. Can't be no future justice. King probably going to New York with somebody. I don't know where he goes. But anyway, he came down there and that started the battle against the whole civil rights movement.
Okay, but why did he move the movement here? Why did he come to us?
Oh, not the movement started with that woman when she was on the bus.
Yeah, but she was in Montgomery, but how about here?
I know. Yeah. We weren't fighting that much. Sit on the bus. He was tired, exhausted, weight, and hell stayed right on the move. And all the people don't do it.
I'm just curious why he picked Atlanta. Why didn't he move
to... Oh, he moved here. Yeah, we moved him in 59.
Yeah.
$5,000. I was on his board. His father, the Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Because simply located and paid to move. We didn't get much out of him. Montgomery Friday.
Did he have much to do with the Negro Voters League at all? Did he have...
No, he's never got active.
Never got an active.
No, he got in civil rights.
Never got involved in politics here, though, at all.
He got in the dog called the president. What do you mean?
I mean politics in the city.
Not locally.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But of course, he didn't have to get in the dog called Democrats.
Yeah.
It was a game. So, hell, They don't need all this. They just get all the people and few of us are free and independent enough and looking down the road far enough, we can be the bus. And so if I didn't see it, I'd be a dumb guy too. It's a professor who's going to take care of.
Probably could have brought a court case against him at that point, I suppose.
Well, I think we're in a continuing education program in 69.
Yeah.
And I took communications with
the industry
and
industrial management. Yeah, those are good courses, yeah.
Well,
in fact, one of the young state professors resigned in 49.
49.
Because he had some strong
huge
debt in the house.
Okay.
He asked
him
about
it. What? Well, he was in my house. Send him down.
I never heard that story.
He's not
here yet.
I came in 73, so I came way after. Social sciences. History.
Well, we just talked about New York and the two-partyism. Consolidated government, and as I told him, we've gone a long ways in the way, well, overcoming races had the effect of solidifying the Negro race.
Yeah.
Well, we've all got the emphasis. I mean, sincerely, no fear.
If it can be done.
It can be done. If we tell the people to do it.
Right.
You know what I learned about? I never had a strong race of music. Because of the way I was born, the way my family operated. And I learned in 12th grade, Edmund Burke, and he's living. I'm coming up there in a minute, but Porter would have a meeting. But they didn't have a weekend. You can work and work the way, then we'd have a meeting later. But Burke, English writer, and our teacher, I had Morris Brown in 29, middle age teacher. We were studying English literature. Burke wrote, he couldn't understand how you could be a race face against a whole race of people, like they were doing him. That's true. Burke got bad black, bad white.
Yeah.
How you gonna be playing law for one sack and do all those things?
That's what they did, though.
They did, that's why they lost.
That's right.
South.
I want to ask you too if there's any clippings files here. Do you keep your?
Oh yeah, most of them I told you we've read.
Okay.
In the books every month we gonna get them together. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Every month we got a book. You get them in order. What you look at what happened on those pages.
Now do you have them separated by topics?
Well,
or?
No, good. It's just a book.
Okay, but this is on microfilm over at Atlanta University.
Yeah,
anyway.
We got them on microfilm too.
Yeah.
And a lot of microfilm. But I mean, we got the width of the page.
I thought maybe you had them by topics or something. You just could.
No topic, man.
That'd be great.
We just have time to classify that away.
Okay, that's all.
Good to get out of paper, not on topic.
Because I've been reading a lot of the old back issues, but I've been reading them over on microfilm over at AU. Yeah, yeah. But that's fun, that's what I want to ask you, that's
Yeah, we'll get those things together. We, for a month, I think, printed reproduces, section 36. Well, I thought we'd pick out one paper of one or two every month. But we printed 7 papers on that period.
Yeah.
And we run them on Sunday. They went over nicely, but deck expense, I guess, would work.
Yeah.
Whatever. No. Doing things to check them. And we both saw a name of the woman as the rank leader.
Of those.
Which is true. I believe that type of reaction gets niggas with his man.
Yeah.
Them living. And of course, he sued $1 million. 5 years is bringing up the truth out. We did it true.
Yeah, we're.
Could have been a whole lot of trouble proved.
Well, where is this over on the west side?
Mm-hmm.
Where is she doing this over on the west side?
On Hightower.
On Hightower.
What's that street out there? We just Rose, which is her name for. What's that thing called out? That's where they were moving.
Yeah.
And where had it happened?
Well, they probably hiked there, so they weren't following
them. Oh, I know what they did. They rode group too, because they rode about over. I'm talking about Leah, what the name is. Cross the steps. Below, where above the. Anyway, don't make
me say
Oh, no.
Okay.
So she lived in that area. And we wrote a story about her being the Red Sea and the bombing and the trouble. They go moving in out there.
So she sued you for libel?
50,000. But the million, no, more than 50, police and 50. Million.
She really thought she was in court, huh?
Oh, no, she just scared me.
Yeah.
So she don't have no case.
Yeah.
I might as well prove she's scared to go. And she's been guilty. But anyway, they involved 5 years to throw it out.
Yeah.
If you don't know. No.
It's a long case.
All right, now I'm going to get it. What else?
That's it. That was it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's.